Welcome to episode 387 of the Entertainment 2.0 podcast, brought to you by thedigitalmediazone.com. I'm Josh Pollard, and I'm your only host tonight. And this is the show where we talk about Microsoft entertainment technology, including audio, video, gaming, and more across all Windows platforms. Well, sorry, folks. Once again, it's just me. But you know what? That's going to mean an extra short show for you guys this week. Last week went a little bit long. Now this week we're light on news and only one person to babble on about all of the latest news. So should get you out of here pretty quickly tonight. We also don't have any feedback. So if you'd like to send us a message, you can do so via email. entertainment20@thedigitalmediazone.com is the address, and we'll respond to those right on the show. Those can be regular email messages, or you could record a question, you know, WAV, MP3, AUG, whatever audio format you prefer the most, and then just attach that to an email message and send that to us, and we'll play those on the podcast instead of reading them. So that's even more fun. We will, of course, get to all of the other ways that you can get a hold of us at the end of the show. So instead, how about we just jump into some news? This first one, I'm kind of excited about. And you know what? I don't always get excited about audio stories. And when I first saw this, I thought, meh, it's not going to be that cool. But then I used it. This is a new app, at least a new app on the Xbox, called Soundbite. Soundbite is a UWP, a Universal Windows Platform app that is a SoundCloud client. By UWP, I mean it, of course, works on Windows 10 PCs. This also works on Windows 10 mobile devices, and now they've released a version of it for the Xbox One. This app, guys, it is really, really pretty. If you're a SoundCloud user, you have to check out this app on any of those platforms that you can get UWPs on. If you're going to get it on the Xbox, know that, you know, this is the first release on Xbox One, so they're calling this an alpha. They know some of the features don't work, but I'm telling you, this is worth it. This app is beautiful. You can sign in with your SoundCloud account so that you get all of the artists that you're subscribed to will just show up there. You'll see your stream and all of your things that you've favorited and artists that you like and things like that will all show up on the home screen. You can surf around to them. There's tons and tons and tons of features that SoundCloud supports on their website that you can now get inside of this app. And the thing is, like, this wasn't just a thrown together app that was done in a weekend. This developer really put thought into how to best design this app for the platforms on which he released it. And it looks really, really nice. On the Xbox side, the really cool thing, of course, is it does support background audio. So if you want to listen to SoundCloud while you're playing games and doing other things, you can now do that using this fantastic app. Now, you might expect that an app that looks really good, works really well, has lots of features, would cost a lot of money. And you'd be wrong. It doesn't. This app is actually free. So the pricing on this looks a little weird. It looks like a $2 app. But there's a free trial. If you get the free trial, that free trial is actually, it never expires. You know, most free trials, they would be a free trial for a day or a few days or maybe a week or so. This one never actually expires. What you can do is then, via like an in-app purchase, upgrade the app and just get more features. And I know what you're thinking, it's all the features I want. It's actually not. Like, if you're just a casual SoundCloud user, maybe you don't even need to toss the developer the $2, but you might want to after using the app, even if you don't want these features because the app is so nice. What are those features? Well, most of these are primarily geared at people using it on a Windows phone or on the Windows PCs. But some of the features get extended accent colors, so different colors that you can use within the app, extended pin tile options. So like you can pin You know, I'm actually not sure what all you can pin, because I did most of my checking out of this app on the Xbox, and the Xbox doesn't support pinning all of that stuff yet, I don't think. So I would imagine, you know, maybe you can pin an artist, maybe you can pin particular songs, things like that, and all of those options get expanded if you pay for the app. There's also advanced notification settings. With SoundCloud, you might get notified when there's a new song from an artist that you're following, things like that. Maybe some of the advanced notifications are like getting notified when someone else attaches a comment to maybe something that you've uploaded or something like that. And then also, if you are a musician who is uploading things to SoundCloud, then if you pay for the app, you'll be able to use the app to upload sounds to SoundCloud. So again, this app is called Soundbyte, SoundByte, and you should absolutely check it out if you're a SoundCloud user at all. And frankly, if you're not a SoundCloud user, check it out anyway, because this app is really, really cool. And a lot of the artists that you like, you may be surprised to see how much stuff a lot of artists actually release on SoundCloud. You know, I'm really into electronic music. Deadmau5 is obviously a really, really, really popular electronic DJ out there. He releases all kinds of stuff to SoundCloud quite frequently. A lot of times it's shorter, you know, a couple minutes here and there, but sometimes it's longer things. And with Deadmau5, they're always fantastic. But you know, if you're into following like lesser known artists and stuff, sometimes they'll release whole songs, sometimes whole albums that you can just stream for free on SoundCloud. So SoundCloud is definitely worth checking out if you want to keep up with new music and things like that. So check out Soundbyte if you're going to do that. Again, SoundByte to get that on any of your Windows devices, including your Xbox One. I told you there wasn't a lot to talk about tonight. We're already moving on to our gaming news. And there's only a couple of stories here also. The first one is Seagate has launched or is launching a brand new external drive for you Xbox One gamers out there. Seagate's already known for their Xbox branded external gaming hard drives. They're bigger ones, like 2 and 4 terabyte gaming hard drives that are just spinning disk drives. They're USB 3 and they work well, but they're just spinny disk drives like what you have inside of your Xbox One already. But what if what you really want is speed? Then what you want is an SSD, right? Well, Seagate is now delivering on that. They are releasing this month a 512 gigabyte SSD specifically designed for the Xbox One. Now, when we say specifically designed for the Xbox, that really just means the case will look right at home next to, particularly next to a black Xbox One. The case for this external drive is black, and the band around the outside of it is the neon green Xbox color. So if you have an Xbox One S, this actually won't fit in all that well. But if you've got a black Xbox One, it'll look fantastic. Now, this is like their other drives. It only requires one cable. It does not require a separate power cable. I love these types of external drives. So it's just one cable into any of your available USB ports on your Xbox One, and you're good to go. And because it's SSD, it means it's fast. It's way faster. So Seagate's other external hard drives for the Xbox One, those have transfer rates at about 140 megabytes per second. This SSD, it's 440 megabytes per second. That's way, way, way faster. Now, they didn't actually release any like super scientific numbers like, you know, Gears of War 4 will launch 13 seconds faster or something like that. But once these are out, I'm sure we will be seeing some benchmarks from popular, you know, people who benchmark these types of things. You know, go to Tom's Hardware and maybe IGN and things like that. Sites like that will probably have benchmarks for you to see just how much faster your load times will be with an SSD running over USB 3. It should be fairly significant. Now, of course, you're going to pay for it. It's SSD. 512 gigabyte SSDs, they're not all that cheap. This one, also not super cheap. It's $200. Now, $200 for a 512 gig SSD, it's not really that unreasonable. But if you're just a gamer, like you're not someone who's maybe building PCs a lot and not necessarily keeping up with the cost of SSDs and things like that, you might be thinking, $200? I only paid $300 for my Xbox. You want me to pay another $200 just for a storage drive? I don't think so. Well, then maybe this isn't for you. But if you're playing all the time and you get so sick of waiting for your games to load, just to boot up the first time, or maybe you're playing a game that has big load times in between levels and things, maybe like ReCore, this could actually help you out a lot, and it might be worth your money to save all of that time waiting between loading screens. So again, this will be out sometime in November. They didn't give an actual date, but look for it soon on Amazon and probably pretty much anywhere else that you're used to buying hard drives from for $200. All right, well, it's not only a new week, it's also a new month. So on the new week side, that means new deals with gold on the Xbox. And this week, it's all about the EA Sports titles. This week on your Xbox One, you can save pretty significant amounts of cash on FIFA 17, NHL 17, and Madden NFL 17. These are all the latest versions of the games. FIFA and NHL just came out about a month ago. Madden came out about a month and a half ago. So these are all pretty much brand new games. We're looking at like 30 to 35% savings on these games, which drops them below $40. And then they've also got the higher level, like Ultimate Editions and things like that, are also discounted. So if you're a big time sports gamer, but you don't like buying them when they first come out because you don't want to pay $60 every single year for a sports title, now is a good time to pick these up. You're only a month in and you're already getting a pretty significant discount on all of these EA Sports titles. I play NHL 17 all the time. I paid full price for it. Kind of wish I would have gotten it for 35% off, but you know, I didn't. So, but you can, and then you can come and play with me. Gamertag is RALYDSM. I would love to play some NHL 17 with you guys. But if $40 is more than you want to spend on a game right now, well, it's a new month, which means new games with gold. That means free games if you're an Xbox Live Gold subscriber. On the Xbox One for this month, we've got a brand new game called Super Dungeon Brothers all month long. And then for November 16th through December 15th, you'll get Murdered Soul Suspect. On the Xbox 360 for the first half of the month, right now you've got Monkey Island Special Edition available. And then at the end of the month, you'll get Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon. Now, let me tell you, Super Dungeon Brothers came out today. It's basically a multiplayer, up to four player multiplayer sort of dungeon brawler. Kind of think sort of like Gauntlet, sort of like Diablo, but not nearly as serious as Diablo. There's not loot that you're collecting in Diablo, but it's basically pick from a few different heroes and then wander around through the dungeons and beat up bad guys and collect money to upgrade your heroes and things like that. It sounds fun. And my coworkers and I love playing co-op games on our lunch break. So we downloaded this one today to check it out. And unfortunately, we didn't stick with it very long. We played it for 15, 20 minutes and we kind of got bored with it. The controls are just okay. There's some fun, cheeky humor and stuff with it, but the gameplay itself just didn't really grip us. But maybe you're the type who loves this style of game. And frankly, it's free. So what have you got to lose? It's not even a very big download. It's less than a 4 gigabyte download to check out. If it is something that you think you might like, then you might as well just do that. And then of course, on the Xbox 360, definitely go get Monkey Island. The Monkey Island games are classics, and it's free, and it's playable on your Xbox One via backwards compatibility. So definitely, definitely be checking that one out. Rounding out our news for the week is actually a mobile story. Would you believe it? We've got a Windows 10 mobile phone launching very, very soon here in the United States of all places. It is the Alcatel Idol 4S, and it's coming to T-Mobile on November 10th. This phone, it's no slouch on the specs. It's got a Snapdragon 820 processor, so that's a pretty high-end processor. It's not the absolute latest and greatest, but it's pretty good. It's really good. It's got a 5.5-inch 1080p display. It's got 64 gigs of storage built in, 4 gigs of RAM, and it has micro SD if 64 gigs isn't enough for you. For cameras, it's got a 21-megapixel camera on the back and an 8-megapixel camera on the front. And I know this is really important for a lot of you, and frankly, a feature that I miss after switching to Android, and that is a dedicated camera button. Love it, love it, love it. And this phone has it. It also supports Continuum and Windows Hello via a fingerprint scanner. So you're getting some pretty high-end features here. Oh, did we also mention it comes with a VR headset? Yeah, a VR headset. Now, this is similar to like the Samsung Gear. Yeah, it's the Gear VR. It's like that. It's a headset where you stick the phone inside of the headset and then you put the headset on your head and you can do VR things, whether that's watch 3D videos or play virtual reality games. Now, I don't have any idea how many VR games have actually been released for Windows Phone and how many types of VR videos and things like that, but theoretically, there could be a decent amount. And of course, Alcatel is going to be including some of their own VR software with this phone, and you'll be able to check out, you know, whatever sorts of sample videos and games and apps and stuff that they have included with that phone. Now, you might be wondering, how much is this phone going to cost? These are pretty high-end specs. It comes with a VR headset. Those VR headsets tend to be $80 to $100. Don't tell me this phone's going to be $700. Well, good news, it's not. It's still not cheap because it is still a high-end phone, but it's $470. Again, coming to T-Mobile November 10th. It is unlocked, so it might work on other carriers. I'm not entirely sure. You know, I just can't keep all of the different radio frequencies between the four major carriers straight. I always have to look them up every single time I want to consider getting an unlocked phone. So if you're not a T-Mo customer, you're going to want to look that up if you're thinking of picking this up. If you do, let us know. I would love to know who's interested in getting this phone. I mean, we continue to see more and more Windows Phone / Windows 10 mobile users leaving the platform. You know, even this last week, I'm sure most of our listeners are also fans of the Digital Lifestyle show. And frankly, I thought Database Jace over at the Digital Lifestyle show would be the very last Windows Phone user. But even he is finally relenting and switching to an iPhone of all devices. So I know there's still some of you out there, but I do wonder how many of you are left that are still considering buying a new phone and not an absolute top of the line. Like, I think that this phone, the interesting thing here is it's not absolutely top of the line, but it's also not an entry-level phone, which I think that at this point, most people who are interested in getting Windows phones probably only fall into those two camps. Like, you're a superpower user, you want the latest and greatest, you've got to have a great camera, it's got to be fast. So you want the absolute top of the line, or you just kind of want to experiment around with Windows Phone. Maybe you're just looking for a cheap and stable and solid phone to give to your kids. So you want an entry-level phone. And this phone doesn't really fit into either of those camps. It's definitely a higher end phone, but you know, it's only a 1080p screen. I don't know. I'm not sure. So let us know what you think about this phone and if how well you think it's going to do. And definitely let us know if you're planning on picking one of these up for yourself. Well, I told you it was going to be a short show, and I'm no liar. We're already done with the news this week. So before we officially wrap the show up, of course, we always like to tell you guys what's going on in our entertainment centers. And I know Richard is the one who always has lots of really cool things going on or lots of interesting shows that he's watching. I've actually got some interesting things going on. But first off, let's talk about what I'm watching. I'm finally through season 3 of Homeland. Still really loving that show. Haven't really gotten any more episodes of Quantico from season 1 yet. But Jen and I did sit down together, which frankly, we hardly ever watch TV anymore, but we want to. So we decided to check out a new show this season called This Is Us. And it's an interesting show. Like, if you've seen the trailers, maybe you thought, eh, this isn't really a show for me. Give it a try. It looks like a family drama of sorts, and it is a family drama. And I'm sure a bunch of you are like, bleh, family drama. I don't want to watch a boring family drama. But this is interesting. It's got some really funny parts to it. I know I'm the guy who doesn't watch comedies, and I'm talking about how the show is funny, and I like it. But it's good. It's really good. Stick around through the entire first episode, because at the end of the first episode, there's a twist. I'm not going to give away that twist. Hopefully, it hasn't already been spoiled for you. But Jen and I both really liked the show. We're going to keep watching it to see where it goes from here. And I heard that it got picked up for a full, complete first season. So I think it's doing well in terms of ratings and in terms of how many people are watching it. So check it out. It's good. You should at least give it one episode before you decide it's not for you. You guys know I'm not a big baseball fan, but it's the World Series, and the Cleveland Indians are playing in the World Series. Now, I got to tell you, I'm not really a Cleveland Indians fan. I've always been a Detroit Tigers guy, but my wife, her whole family, they're all Cleveland Indians fans, and Cleveland, it's only like 2 hours from me. So I got to root for the Cleveland Indians. Been watching the World Series. They're actually playing tonight. It's not going so well, though. So this could be going even longer, but go Tribe. Hopefully they'll win their first World Series since 1948. And then on the gaming side, I've mentioned that I've been playing Overcooked with my coworkers at work on our lunch breaks. Really like that game. We finished it. Like, we beat the final boss this week, and we discovered something that really, really, really angered us. So all throughout the game, things have been happening. We've been getting achievements, and whenever an achievement would pop, all four of us would get the achievement. Well, then we beat the game, and only one of us got the achievement for beating the game, and that was the person who started the game. The guy that he's the one that owns the game. It was his campaign that we were playing along with. He got the achievement for beating the game, but none of the rest of us did. We played every single level with him. We got all of these other achievements, but we didn't get the achievement for beating the game. And if the other three of us wanted that achievement, we would all have to start the game with our own profiles, play all the way through it again for each person just to get it. Now, that's not cool. Here's the one that's even worse. There's another achievement for getting 3 stars on every single level, and we didn't notice this until we beat the game and saw these other issues with the achievements. But like the achievement for beating the game, only the person whose main campaign is the one being played, they're the only one who it keeps track of this particular achievement for getting the 3 stars for on. So he was at, like, you know, 85% of the way to completing that achievement, and the rest of us are at 0%. Well, we played through all of those levels with him. Why aren't we almost done getting that achievement? So that really, really angers me. It doesn't anger me enough not to recommend the game, though. It's still a lot of fun if you've got some other people to play with, and they're people that you can cooperate with in stressful situations. we joke a lot that this is the type of game that can ruin marriages. None of us have tried playing with our spouses, though. So check it out. It is a lot of fun. There's no online multiplayer. If you're thinking of buying this game to play with friends across town or across the world, don't. You can't play online. It's couch co-op only. So one other thing that's kind of important going on in my house. I've been really thinking hard and really evaluating what we do for TV in our house and how my family is consuming video content. And you know, we're paying for cable, we pay for Netflix, we've got Amazon Prime, we've of course got YouTube and all that stuff. And what we've noticed is the cable programming that we have rarely gets watched. You know, I watch some sports, mostly hockey, and my wife will occasionally record, you know, Food Network programs and things like that. But even most of the time with that, she's only watching them as like background noise. And she's told me many times that she could absolutely do without those shows. My oldest daughter does watch some Disney shows. My youngest daughter pretty much just watches PBS shows like Daniel Tiger and things like that, or YouTube. She likes watching annoying nursery rhyme videos and things like that on YouTube. And then both girls also enjoy watching things that are on Netflix and Amazon. So this has led me to wonder, why am I still paying for cable? Should I be looking at other options? And the big thing that has kept me with cable, frankly, is, and I've complained about this before on the show, is my bandwidth cap with my local cable provider. I only get 350 gigs of bandwidth a month. That's it. And I am all the time running up against that cap. For the month of September, I went way over again. That means I have to pay more money again in fees. And I can buy more, but I think it's an extra 100 gigs for another $10 a month. And that just, like, that just feels wrong. Why should I have to pay another $10 for such a small amount of data when so many other ISPs around the country are giving people much higher caps or no cap at all? It seems a little ridiculous. So I did a little bit of research and I found out that AT&T UVerse offers, you know, internet in my neighborhood, and their cap is 1 terabyte. And I think I'm going to be okay with 1 terabyte worth of data. So I haven't made any switches yet, but this could be the month that I finally cut cable completely, which would be like the first time ever, cut cable completely and switch from cable internet to AT&T UVerse for my internet. Now, I've already made one change. Like I said, big hockey fan, like being able to watch hockey. And so what I did was, and this is basically going to force me to switch the internet, is I signed up for NHL TV. It is NHL's online streaming service. It allows you to watch almost every single game in the NHL. Now, if it's a nationally televised game, you can't watch it. And they do blackouts for local markets, but I'm in Ohio and I love the Pittsburgh Penguins, so they're not blacked out. I can watch every single Penguins game this way. And so I signed up for that, but it is a streaming service, so I'm going to need the bandwidth to watch these games. But you know, I've used this already before and it looks really, really good. They do HD 60 frames per second streaming, which is pretty important with a sport like hockey where it's all moving really fast. So you want that higher frame rate stream and it looks really, really nice. So already made that decision. Basically just need to stabilize my over-the-air signal setup. Maybe looking at getting a bigger antenna and mounting it in the attic. Not entirely sure yet because the Mohu Leaf, while I'm only like 9 or 10 miles from the towers, it's still not 100% rock solid. So I may need a new antenna to make this work really well. I don't really have any plans, at least any immediate plans, to ditch Windows Media Center in this scenario. There's no need to. Windows Media Center, of course, supports over-the-air tuners, and that's no different here. But being, you know, switching to a completely over-the-air solution is going to open up everything. It's going to mean that everything that I could record from TV, I could do with the HD Home Run DVR. I could do it with the Plex DVR or pretty much anything else out there. And I'm excited about that. And I think my family's cool with that. So we'll see how that goes. And I will, of course, keep you all up to date on how that transition goes for my family and how it impacts our viewing habits. Well, that's going to do it this week. If you'd like to get a hold of us, there's a bunch of ways you can do that. We're on Twitter. I'm at Josh Pollard. Richard is at Richard Gunther. And the website is at Digi Media Zone, D-I-G-I Media Zone. We're also on Facebook at facebook.com/thedmz. We're on Google Plus. Our email address is entertainment20@thedigitalmediazone.com. That's a lot to type, though. So you could just go to the website and use our contact form. Entertainment 2.0 also is not the only podcast at the DMZ. Richard also has another podcast called Home On. They cover the latest home automation and control news. So you should definitely be checking that out. Frankly, it's my favorite podcast to listen to. If you're into home automation, you need to be listening to Home On. It's great. It's really, really great. And then if you like any of our shows, do two things to help us out, please. First one, make sure you're subscribed so that you don't miss any episodes. And then head on over to iTunes, even though you can get our shows pretty much anywhere, like Pocket Cast, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, Google Play, pretty much everywhere. But if you really like us and want to help us out, head to iTunes, leave us a rating, leave us a review. It helps us out a ton, and we really, really appreciate it. So thank you for doing that. And then if you want to participate in the recording of the show, come and do that while we record the show, except for tonight. We normally broadcast this live over the internet, and we have a chat room, so you can listen to us as we're recording and chat along with us. We always get lots of fun feedback from you guys while we're doing it. That's normally Tuesday nights, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. It's not always the case, so your best bet, follow us on Twitter. We always tweet when we're going to be going live. I try to tweet in the late afternoon, and then we tweet again right before we go live so that you won't miss it. You have no excuse why you're missing the live show. I expect all of you, all millions of you listeners next week for when we record the next episode of Entertainment 2.0. But that's going to do it for this one. It's been episode 387. I'm Josh Pollard, and we'll be back next time for episode 388. Until then, adios.